The Year in Stamps, the Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. It's been quite a year for philately, the fancy word for stamp collecting. What appeared to be a rare $100,000 stamp used for postage on a Florida absentee ballot was a fake, but it sure got everyone's attention. The U.S. hosted a huge international stamp show in Washington, proving stamp collecting is alive and kicking in this country. The Postal Service cut the waiting period after death before a person can appear on a U.S. stamp from 10 years to 5. It also added former Olympic swimmer Donna DeVerona and serious stamp collector and former Postmaster General Benjamin Baylor to its Stamp Advisory Committee. The only known example of an 1869 Lincoln stamp used on an envelope and stolen 40 years ago was brought into a Chicago stamp shop. The FBI has the famed Ice House cover now. And in May, Spanish police raided the offices of the third largest collectibles firm in the world and made arrests as part of a probe into alleged stamp investment fraud. Just recently, the North American president of a company Afinsa owns most of stepped down. This story isn't over yet. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more about stamps and stamp collecting and the latest developments on these stories, visit virtualstampclub.com.